Trump announces Tammy Bruce joining State Department as spokeswoman. By Nick Gilbertson on January 4, 2025. President-elect Donald Trump is appointing Tammy Bruce, a political analyst, author, and Fox News contributor, as the U.S. State Department spokeswoman. Trump made his announcement in a Truth Social post on Friday evening. "It is my great honor to announce that Tammy Bruce will be joining our incredible nominee for United States Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, as spokesperson for the U.S. Department of State," he wrote. Trump lauded Bruce as a highly respected political analyst who understood the power and importance of MAGA early on and highlighted her journey from liberal activism decades ago to becoming a leading conservative voice in media. She received her bachelor's degree in political science at the University of Southern California and, after being a liberal activist in the 1990s, saw the lies and fraud of the radical left, and quickly became one of the strongest conservative voices on radio and television, he wrote. "As one of the longest-serving news contributors, Tammy has brought truth to the American people for over two decades. I know she will bring that same strength of conviction and fearless spirit to her new position as State Department spokesperson," Trump continued. Bruce has joined Breitbart News for several exclusive interviews over the years, including with award-winning Second Amendment columnist A.W.R. Hawkins and Breitbart News senior editors-at-large Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. In fact, Bruce, Mansour, and Polak discussed China's attempts to establish a foothold in Greenland, which Denmark owns, when Trump was floating the idea of acquiring the North Atlantic landmass in 2019. For anyone that is actually looking at the geopolitics that have been going on since Donald Trump became president, China has been trying to get a foothold in Greenland, Bruce said. As a matter of fact, Greenland wanted some infrastructure spending for a couple of airports. They went to Denmark, they're an autonomous territory of Denmark, and asked for the money, and Denmark said, no. So what did the Greenlandic leaders do? They went to Beijing, and they said to the Chinese, do you want to spend some money and help us build these airports? And China was like, oh, sure, as long as we have complete control over the building, and the management, Bruce added. Denmark ultimately paid for the airports after pressure from then-Defense Secretary James Mattis, according to Bruce. Trump has made Greenland an early focus heading into his second administration. In a Truth Social post on December 22, Trump declared that American ownership of Greenland is an absolute necessity on the national security front. He posted this in 2019.